excellent young men and women that have decided to, this summer, spend their time serving the Lord at Horton Haven Christian Camp. Horton Haven, for those of you who don't know, is about an hour south of here in Marshall County, in near Chapel Hill, Tennessee. The camp has about 350 acres, has all kinds of fun activities like horseback riding, canoeing, RC cars, archery, air rifles, mountain biking, all these fun activities, which is great. But the biggest part of the camp is sharing Jesus Christ and changing lives. The mission of the camp is to create this camp environment where people can come to know and follow Jesus Christ. So far this summer, we've had our college week of training. These 14 young people got some training that they needed. Then this past week, we had our high school week of training. And many times, you kind of wonder, a lot of times, I wonder what impact we're having on people. And many times, I go into a summer thinking, I'm going to do great things for God, and I'm going to help change people's lives and things like that, not realizing what the Lord's going to do with me. And one comment I heard, I guess, after our staff and training, which is for high schoolers, someone commented, one of the high schoolers commented, they're not the same after that week of camp. They're different, and different in a good way, because Jesus Christ is working by His Spirit through them, helping them grow closer to Him. And I hope that's the desire of all of us that know Jesus Christ as our Savior, is that we want to daily be getting to know Him better. I challenged our staff this past week when we had had kind of maybe a rough day. As you get tired, you get our sin nature tends to come out maybe, and we tend to be selfish and things like that. So I challenged our high school staff and our college staff, let's do better tomorrow. Let's do what we did today, and let's make it us. Let's do better tomorrow. And I feel like that should be the case for all of us, right? Let's not live in the past, but let's look towards the future. Let's do better as we desire to serve our Savior, Jesus Christ. I would challenge you today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, consider Him this morning. Consider, as you listen to the words and the testimony shared this morning, consider what Jesus Christ can do in you and through you. He will change your life for all eternity. I do want to mention a few things to you. Our resident staff, Doug and Paula Lindley, they're here this morning. Jennifer Loudon is here this morning. She's our food service director. Sorry, Doug Lindley is our facility director. Paula is our registrar. Jennifer is our food service director. Matt and Wendy Phelan are not here this morning. They're on their way to Iowa to visit their grandchildren, not their son and daughter-in-law, but more to visit their grandchildren up there, and an anticipated one being born here soon. So anyway, they're on the road with that. But also our newest addition, Emily Simpson. As I mentioned to y'all in the past month or so, Emily has joined our resident staff, and she's kind of taking over some of the responsibilities I've had as I'm going into some different roles at the camp ministry. So definitely pray for the resident staff as we strive to serve the Lord there year-round. But specifically this summer, pray for the college staff and the high school staff that are working with the kids directly in the cabins. The long hours, the sleepless nights. Someone asked this week, especially of cabin leaders, one of the high schoolers says, when do the cabin leaders get a break during a week of camp? And I told him, usually it's like 10:30 at night until about 6 a.m. That's their break. But even at that, they get woken up in the middle of the night because a kid needs to go to the bathroom or this or that, a kid's homesick, can't go to sleep. So the task of being a worker at camp, a servant at camp, is tough. We value your prayers. We covet your prayers. And we know that you do pray for us, and so continue to do that. We did bring little bookmarks with the core staff and resident staff's pictures on them with their specific prayer requests. They're over in the room next door to us. So please, after this meeting, go and it's first come, first serve. So whichever, and actually one's already been taken, not this one, but somebody already saw me with them and picked one. Actually picked Sam Martin. Already has been chosen. to be prayed for already. So pick up those, and if you can, during our fellowship time, our meal in our fellowship building, please introduce yourself to whomever's prayer card you get, because it's one thing for you to take it and pray, and that's great, but for us to realize there's a face with the person praying as well is important to us. The theme this summer, and there's some brochures in the other room as well, the theme for this summer's camp is one way. There's only one way to Jesus Christ. The theme verse is John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And that's vital in our world today to know that it's only through Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven. The world tells us there's several different ways. There's other gods. There's different ways to God. But unfortunately, that's not the truth. Because Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." And we may touch on that a little bit later after that. At this time, I'm going to ask the core staff to come on up, and they're going to share some songs with you, going to share some testimonies with you, and feel free to sing along. The words will be up on the screen as well. Feel free, if you know the song, to sing along. Just beware that they may change something in the presentation of it, so just follow along. Y'all come on up.
Charleston. I'm from Smyrna, Tennessee. It's my first first year on course staff, and I'll be a freshman at Tennessee Tech. If I could go anywhere, I think I want to go to Canada so I can ski and maple syrup.
Hi, my name is Shepard Elkins. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I live and work at Horton Haven, and if I could go anywhere in the world, probably the Middle East or Italy.
My name is Jeremiah. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. It's my third year on core staff. I'm a rising junior at Lipscomb University. If I were to travel anywhere, it would be Switzerland.
I'm Jack Yeager from Nashville, Tennessee. It's my first year on core staff. I'll be a freshman at Tribeca in the fall. If I could travel anywhere, it would be Antarctica.
My name is Giovanni Valdivieso. This is my first year of core staff. I'll be starting my first year at Columbia Community College. If I had to go anywhere, I'd say either Nebraska to my grandparents or just stay home.
My name is Mark Morgan. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm attending Lipscomb in the fall. And if I would go anywhere, I would go to Brazil.
My name is Carrie King. I'm actually from Chapel Hill, Tennessee. In the fall, I will be a sophomore at MTSU, and I would love to travel to Italy.
My name is Adriana Staley. This is my first year on core staff. I'm from Fairview, Tennessee. In the fall, I'll be a rising junior at UT Martin, and if I could go anywhere in the world, I would go to Ireland.
Hi, my name is Victoria Schlabach. This is my second year on core staff. I work at my family's furniture business, and one of the places I would love to visit is Switzerland.
Hi, my name is Genevieve Dennis. It's my first year on core staff. I'm from Franklin, Tennessee, and in the fall, I'm doing a gap year program with the Impact 360 Fellows program. And if I could go anywhere in the world, I think I'd go on a road trip to all the national parks.
Hey, my name is Jewel Schlabach. I'm from Trenton, Kentucky. This is my first year working core staff, and one of the places I'd love to visit in the world are the countrysides of England.
Love. Good morning. I was one of the ones that were asked to give my testimony, so that is what I'm doing. So if you don't know me, like I said before, my name is Jeremiah. I've been working in Horton Haven about 7 years now overall. And by God's grace, I was raised in a Christian home, which influenced how much time I spent in Horton Haven. And growing up in a Christian home, I realize now is a very good thing, and I wish I did not take that for granted in the past. But I grew up in the church. Both of my parents made me go to church every week, thankfully. And my grandfather was a pastor when I was super young as well, about half an hour from my house. When I was around 7 years old, give or take, around the summer, I was at a vacation Bible school, and one of the teachers there loved talking to me, and we would talk about a lot of different things. And she encouraged me during that week to actually receive the gift that Christ has given me. And I think near the end of the week, I think as the VBS was wrapping up, I went home. I did receive Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I told my teacher the next day, and she was really happy, at least that's how I remember it. So a few weeks ago, we've had the pleasure of having Dr. Steve Wetter teach us, and he encouraged us that our testimony is never ending, and what God is doing in your life right now is also part of that story. So, continuing that story, if you don't know me, I like challenges, so my most recent challenge was volunteering to go first and then not preparing until a few minutes earlier. But over the past year, I have been trying to think through God's infiniteness, which is a never-ending thought process, which I enjoy thinking about. And part of God's, the infinity of God is how he is omnipresent, which I always knew. Like, I knew what that word meant. I knew, I kind of get it. It wasn't until recently someone mentioned that because God is omnipresent and he is infinite, that means he has infinite amount of attention to give everyone on earth. So there were times where sometimes I'd be lonely, sometimes I just, if my family's traveling, I'd be home alone. But it was comforting to realize, or it still is comforting to realize, that God has given me an infinite amount of attention, just like the other people around me. And part of his infiniteness is his infinite love as well, towards everyone, but especially towards Christians. The book of Psalms constantly talks about how his steadfast love endures forever, or it's constant and never ending. And we're just saying that if we could write the love of God, it would drain the ocean dry, and there's not enough paper in the world to contain, to talk about that love. Which is very important for me to think about and to constantly come back to that, to appreciate God more and more each day. But not only does this infinite love apply to me, it also applies to everyone around me, everyone else. Every person is an image bearer of God, but Christians especially, they're also image bearers that are saved by grace. So as God looks around me, or God looks at me and sees his son, God also looks at the people around me, my peers behind me as well, and he sees their son. So that inspires me to also do the same to those around me. So part of my next challenge, or the next thing I need to work on, challenge myself in, is to view people the same way that God views me, and treat them the same way that God has treated me, with infinite mercy, infinite grace, and infinite love. And part of that is recognizing that everyone has their own story that is not always visible. But regardless of if the story is good, regardless if the story is bad, God has forgotten about our past iniquities and threw them as far as the east is from the west. And I challenge myself and hopefully others to do the same. To do the same. Forget about the past iniquities. Thank you. Thank you.
Gives way the mountains. move into the sea, the nations rage. I know my God is in control. The oceans roar, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart be still. The earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations rage. I know my God is in control. Lord of hosts, you're with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts?
Good morning. My name, like I said, is Giovanni Valdivieso. I will be saying my testimony. I was born in a Christian household. My dad was from Ecuador. My mom's from Nebraska. They met in Chile, and I was born there, though we didn't live there for very long, and we moved to Nebraska. I was saved when I was around 5 or 6. I was doing my first week of Sparks in Awana, and in the pamphlet I read John 3:16. Now, I don't know if anyone helped me read it, if I just read it myself. For me, I just remember reading it myself. But I read that, and I asked Jesus to be my Savior that night, and I was saved then. Now, I didn't want to express my faith for some reason. I would go around and I would go to church, but I didn't want to say that I was saved. I think main reason, I just didn't want my mom to be, she'd be like, "Oh, Giovanni, you're saved." I don't know, I was weird. We lived for 7 years in Nebraska, and then we moved to Florida, and I continued going to Awana, and then I broke my leg, and I actually started serving at Awana. It was my first time serving for anything for the Lord, and that was a good experience. And then we moved to here in Tennessee, and I continued serving. I continued serving in Awana, and I found out about camp, and I went to the SIT week and started serving God there. I've served in SIT for about 2 years, and this is my third year at Horton Haven, and I'm first year core staff, so that's going to be fun. For God has always been important to me, in theology especially. It's really very interesting. So God has always been talking to my heart, telling me to read His word and to defend His word. So I try to do my best to, as I'm pretty sure, 1 Peter 3:15, to defend His word, but with gentleness and respect. And I hope I will do that, and I will continue praying to do that. Thank you.
upon you, be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
As I mentioned before, these are excellent young men and women who love God. And I'm going to do my best to get through this next little bit because seeing their hearts, hearing the words that they were sharing, I was doing my best not to get emotional. But here's the thing. Jesus loves you. And he wants you to be with him forever. What are you doing with your summer? What are you doing with your life? You don't have to be a camp to serve him. It's not all about camp. What are you doing to share the love of Jesus Christ with others? John 14:6, if you would turn there, please. If I could get one of those. So one of the songs, several of the songs they sang, "You are my all in all," they sang. "You're my strength when I'm weak. You're the treasure that I seek. You're my all in all." Then they spoke of God being with us. "Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. O mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you are with us. With us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts? Come, you weary heart, now to Jesus." This is a different song. "Come, you anxious soul, now and see. There is perfect love and comfort for your tears. Rest here in his wondrous peace. Oh, the goodness of Jesus." I hope this morning you can sing along with them and know about the goodness of Jesus. God is good. No matter what you're going through in life, life is not guaranteed to be easy, right? We all deal with different struggles. Various days, some days are good, some days are bad, but we all go through different things in our life that are hard to handle. And the fact that God is good is such a comfort. We can rest in him, rest in his peace. John 14:6 says, "Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Let's go back a few verses, the very beginning of John 14 there. It says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And then the famous verse, Jesus says to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. You know, many people these days are searching for peace, right? They're searching for happiness. They're searching for completeness. They're searching for whatever. They're searching. But true happiness, true peace can only be found in Jesus Christ. And that's the message that these young people are desiring to share this summer with the different campers that come to camp. This coming week, we have 80 teenagers, high schoolers, coming to camp. Some of them know and love Jesus with their whole heart, but some of us are lost as a goose, right? They're trying to find their own way to heaven, or just trying to find their own way wherever. Many times they don't care, they're just trying to go somewhere. And we're trying to point them to Jesus Christ, who again says he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. I believe it was Giovanni that mentioned John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. That's probably the biggest, most well-known verse in the world, right? Especially in America, because you see it at all the sporting events. They put on signs. There used to be a football player that would put it on his little black eye stuff, Tim Tebow from the Florida Gators, unfortunately. John 3:16, he was prominent that speaking that God so loved the world, he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that just some people know that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And that's what we're trying to do this summer, is show these campers Jesus. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means because God is holy and we are sinners, we can't be near God. The only way we can be near God and be with him forever is to have a sacrifice for our sins made. And Jesus Christ was that way. He gives life only in him. If you're here today, this morning, and don't have peace in your life, don't know what a real relationship is with a holy God, come talk to me, come talk to one of the core staff, come talk to somebody who knows Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And they may not be able to clearly present the gospel, but they can tell you their story, what Jesus has done for them. This past week at staff and training, that's where we trained the high schoolers in various aspects of camp. They were trained in how to present the gospel. What does the Bible say about Jesus? And they were, so I would challenge you, if you know any of these teens that went there to that week, ask them, how can I get to heaven? The Bible is clear. There's only one way, and Jesus is the answer. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your goodness to us. Help us not to lose sight of that you're a good God. Help us to rest in you. Help us to find peace and hope in Jesus alone. Help us not to look to the world for our satisfactions, but help us to look to Jesus Christ. Open our eyes, open our hearts to see the Holy One who knew no sin, but yet sin was placed on him. My sin was placed on him because he loved me. I'm thankful for these young people that are desiring to serve Jesus at Horton Haven this summer. I'm thankful for the others in this room that know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I pray that each one of us would have a desire to follow after you with our whole heart. Help us in our discouragement. Help us when we're anxious. Help us when we're not feeling our best. We pray, Father, that we would take rest in you. You are our refuge. You are our stronghold. We can rely fully on you all the time. Even when we can't rely on others, when we can't rely on ourselves, we can rely on you. And Father, I pray that if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know the peace that passes all understanding, they don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I pray by your Spirit you would convict them of their sin. You'd show them that they need righteousness, and that righteousness is only found in Jesus Christ. I do thank you this morning that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen.